Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a true story that happened to me a couple of days ago, and I think there's a wonderful lesson in it. I was in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, because my daughter was getting married, Baruch Hashem. And it was a wonderful simcha, wonderful wedding, so much fun. Of course, the wedding is something very holy. Besides being the simcha, it's also very holy, too. Halves of one neshama coming together to live their entire life together, God willing, and to be blessed, hopefully, with many children, keeping Torah mitzvahs, and so forth. So a couple days after the chatan was over, I was walking towards the mikveh early in the morning, and a young boy stops me, and he holds out a quarter, 25 cents, and he says, "Would you please put this in the next pushka that you come to, the next tzedakah box, the next charity box that you come to?" So I said, "Sure, but tell me, what's the story? Why are you making me a shliach to send money to a pushka?" So he said, "Well, I have a business." And then I noticed that he was sitting on a stone wall in front of his house, and there was a bunch of bags of snacks, potato chips or corn chips or something. And he said, "Here, see, these bags of snacks I'm selling for 40 cents each. Of course, I bought them for less because I bought a lot of them, so I had a better price. I'm selling them for 40 cents. And every time somebody buys one, I keep track of how much money I made. And when I get up to $2.50, then I know that I have to give miser. 25 cents miser. And then I take a quarter, and the first person that comes by, I ask them to put it right away into the next pushka that they see. There's pushkas in the grocery store, there's pushkas in the shul, there's pushkas in a lot of stores there." So I said, "My goodness, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful." In other words, you run your business according to the Torah, and as soon as you have even 25 cents of miser, you right away give it, and you don't even take the time to go down and give it yourself because you're running the business. You give it to somebody and ask them to do it, which is really also amazing because now you're sharing the mitzvah of tzedakah with this other person." "Right," he said, "exactly right, and I hope I'm going to make a lot of money from my business." "Well," I said to him, "do you think you'll get lots of customers?" So he said, "Yes, because since I run my business according to the Torah, I make sure that whenever I have miser money to give, I give it right away or I send it to the pushka with somebody. Therefore, I believe Hashem will send me lots of customers." So this is a story, which is a true story. It's about a young boy who's doing business the way Torah says. And this is a wonderful example for us, because sometimes people think that everyone really should be a Rosh Yeshiva, or a Melamed, or a Shliach, or something else in the field of Chinuch, of Jewish education. But the truth is that most Jewish people are in business. Either they work for somebody, or they own a store, or they have some other kind of business. And really, this is the main occupation of Jewish people, that although they're making money, but they're making it according to the Torah, they're giving tzedakah, and they're also making sure to take time out from their day to daven, shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv, and to learn Torah, set times for Torah. And people who are in business make Hashem at least as happy as people who are full-time learning Torah or teaching Torah. So whichever way your neshama leans, and actually, I asked this boy, "You think you'll be a rabbi, a shliach, or a businessman?" He said, "I think I'm going to be a businessman." So, very good. And by all of us being careful with miser, with giving a tenth of our income, whether we are teachers or rabbis, or in business or storekeepers, or we work for a company, whatever our income is, to always give a tenth. And in this way, it will bring Mashiach that much quicker. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.